It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA-certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Farm and Fleet.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts. And the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears are back at practice today at Hallis Hall as they begin preparing for Sunday's matchup with the 49ers at Soldier Field. And after starting out 0-3, the Bears have now won three of their last four games. So, Tracy Porter, what's the team doing differently?
I mean, the confidence really hadn't changed. I mean, we've always been a confident bunch. It's just a matter of us executing. We're executing now. We're executing more than ever. You know, the offense is coming along. They're steamrolling. The defense, you know, we're firing on all the cylinders, and the kicking game, you know, we're starting to come around as well. So, I know I've said once before, if all three phases are firing on all the cylinders during the game, we're going to be hard to beat.
Elsewhere in the league, the Colts have placed running back Ahmad Bradshaw on IR because of a wrist injury. He's done for the season. The Dolphins fired offensive coordinator Bill Lazor this morning after another lackluster performance in Sunday's loss to the Jets. And the Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski is week to week, and his injury is believed to be a bruise, not a tear. He could be back in just a couple weeks. College football, USC hired Clay Helton as its head coach today, removing the interim tag and signing him to a multi-year contract. Eagles coach Chip Kelly is denying reports that he also talked to USC about taking over the program, despite reports to the contrary. USC reportedly also reached out to Oakland coach Jack Del Rio. And Houston coach Tom Herman said today that he has agreed in principle on a new contract to stay at the school. Bulls in San Antonio play tonight at the UC. Aaron Brooks, Kirk Heinrich, Mike Dunleavy have all been ruled out for tonight. That one tips at 7. Blackhawks host the Wild tomorrow night at the UC. And CBS Sports' John Heyman says Barry Bonds is under serious consideration to become the Marlins' next hitting coach. Deck the halls and break out the platters because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, a fruit and cheese party tray, or all natural walnuts. Stop in and get big savings for your next get together. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Boars and Bernstein.
Movie reference.
Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And you've got Boris and Bernstein taking your calls at 312-644-6767 as the long holiday weekend is gone and we have taken over full space command of your life.
An hour from now, Dan Wiederer will join us to talk.
He will take over your life.
See, and you're saying that you didn't see this story, and this was...
Nothing about any injury
to Jimmy Buckets. Yeah, but this posted November 27th, so that's what, Saturday night?
Saturday night.
At 11:15 p.m. So this is Vincent Goodwill from Indianapolis. Jimmy Butler sat at his locker with his left shoe on and right foot waiting for the same procedure, only he gingerly took his time in putting his right Air Jordan shoe on, grimacing at every movement. Butler, who scored just 16 points and 4 of 10 shooting, didn't play like his usual aggressive self, and this from a man who takes an unspoken pride in guarding the best two-way players the NBA has to offer, like Paul George.
As do I.
He said he got up grimacing in pain after drawing a charge on George while George argued with the officials. And Butler said, man, I don't know what it is, but I'm playing through it. When asked if he needs an MRI, Butler replied, maybe, I'm not sure. Butler initially seemed to injure himself late in last Friday's game in Oakland against the Golden State Warriors. But he came out right as it was evident in the last minute or so the Bulls could do a little more than challenge the champs. Butler was the best player on the floor that night. He jokingly dodged any questions about a limp or a bad step. He reticently admitted something's bothering him, whether it's a foot sprain or foot strain, either he won't reveal or he doesn't yet know. But with all the hard minutes he has to play, his standing in this team's hierarchy and his personal pride, he feels an obligation to keep it to himself and hope it'll improve before it gets worse. But just as it was evident the Bulls didn't come ready to win Friday night, it's just as easy to see from this end. Jimmy Butler's not right. And the Bulls can ill afford him to be anything other than his dynamic self every night. Friday night was Exhibit A. So yeah, that was Friday.
Not listed with anything yet. Julie had the guys that are in doubt or hurt or troubled and not on the list. Yeah, no Jimmy Buckets.
Right. This is
for the game.
Strange. So it certainly bears watching.
Okay. I didn't notice that. The Warriors will break your damn ankles.
Yeah,
though.
You don't screw around with that stuff.
No.
Not him. Not this team. Not if you think they've got a chance at anything. And maybe they don't, but if you think they do.
I don't think they do. But if those who there are out there going to gut, you know what? I'm not going to step on your joy.
Noah's been terrible. He's been on one leg. And you already have the guys you know hurt who she listed. And Taj Gibson has chronically bad ankles that at one point he's going to turn one and that's going to start up anyway. He's also dealt with plantar fasciitis. So, yep. It's not even December yet.
Yeah, I'm not holding out any long-term. Hope.
Brian in Rockford is on the score.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Okay.
I wanted to pretty much give you a lowdown of the fight. I watched that fight. It was one of the most boring fights I've seen ever. It was a lot of hugging. And I don't know who looked more uncomfortable, Klitschko or his wife, Hayden Panettiere, whatever you say her name.
Hayden Panettiere, yeah.
But she's gorgeous, but... Mm-hmm. Usually she smiles at, you know, most fights and, like, waves. She looked as uncomfortable as he did, if not worse. And it was just nonstop holding, hugging, and it was just a horrible fight. But I think that's just a sign of it's the end for him. I mean, he's in his late 30s. He you know, like you said, 11 years of being a champ. Mm-hmm. That's unheard of. That's amazing. But I think this Tyson Fury guy, he's not a good fighter. He's very unorthodox. He kind of reminds me of Johnny Tapia, who's like a lighter weight fighter. I think he passed away of recent.
Yeah, I remember Johnny Tapia. He had that awful chest tattoo, right?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes, and he was very crazy. He looked like a lunatic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very good fight. And
he took some beatings.
Well, you said it was an awful fight.
Yeah, is that your way? Which is it?
You know, for, situation.
Okay. Well, thanks for the report. I'm glad I didn't watch it then. I just found this guy interesting as a heavyweight champ. That's really half the battle.
Yeah, I don't know if he looked like Ronda Rousey after the fight. I don't know if he did or not. I don't know. That's the thing. That's what I'm wondering. Did he just tattoo his face? Because Klitschko said he just, for whatever reason, he didn't have it at this point of his life. He just didn't have it anymore. And I don't know if that means he just didn't have it that night or he just doesn't have it anymore, period. And he's ready to call it a day. I don't know.
Hand out the Kobe Bryant letter.
Kobe Bryant letter to the Lakers fans.
When Kobe Bryant's the last guy to have realized he can't play anymore.
Yeah.
He finally says, oh, wait a second. I suck at basketball now. I think it's time to stop playing.
I mean, I don't I don't remember seeing any pictures of him that he, you know, it's okay in basketball. Nobody beats you to death before you say, you know, I really think I better retire. Because in boxing, when you go too long, just that one more fight or whatever, that's bad for you sometimes. At least in basketball, you say, here's a letter. I'm leaving. I'm done with you. But in, you fight that one extra one. That's why I don't know what he looked like after the fight. Did you see any pictures of him?
No, I didn't really seek any out. So, no, I didn't. But you
know, I should have, too.
Rousey's hiding her face from everybody.
Yeah, she's still covered up.
Yeah, because she was completely embarrassed by her appearance. And look, when you get your ass kicked like that, that's what it looks like. That unfortunately, that's what you look like when somebody just beats your face in repeatedly. And if, has she said anything? Has she just disappeared off the face of the earth?
No, she's not said anything.
Probably good policy, you'd think.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. You know, where nobody gave that woman a chance. And actually, that woman, Holly Holm, said that she took such a beating from this woman in a boxing match one time. It's been a couple of years or whatever it's been. And she said she took such a beating from this woman. This woman just pounded her ass, you know, and she'd been undefeated and all that stuff. And she thought about it and thought about it and decided to pursue UFC, get into that, and then use her boxing skills and so forth. But I mean, she sort of learned the lesson by having the living crap beaten out of her. And I mean, I guess that was her statement to Rousey, that sometimes you learn. But she, apparently this woman just beat her. I mean, one of those deals in where just punched a crazy. Because I don't see a lot of women boxing. I don't know about you. I don't know how to define that when she says, she beat me like a, you
well,
know.
Yeah, the Rousey fight. That was
was pretty much it.
Oh, my God. Your knuckles are going halfway through her face.
Your face looked bad. Yeah, your face?
No, her face is bad. She's not going to be in the plunging neckline dresses on the late night talk shows anytime soon with whatever that face is. It takes weeks for the swelling to go down when you get your ass kicked like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think she learned that whatever she thinks her boxing skills are, or her skills of just the hand, not putting somebody in an arm bar or whatever else you want to do, not so good. Not so good.
No, no.
And that long left just kept hitting her in the face. And boom, 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 boom.
So in the last 4 days, any movies?
Trainwreck.
Oh, you finally saw Trainwreck. And
I saw Trainwreck. And I'm with you. I think it was a little too long, but I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, it could make me a simpleton. The more I think about it, it could make me an absolute simpleton. But Apatow has this way of doing things that is so, it doesn't make any sense, and I'm not sure what she's doing or anything like that, but still you enjoyed the hell out of it.
LeBron's hysterical.
LeBron is hysterical.
No, I thought John Cena sold the whole thing. Oh. He was the absolute best.
Yeah. The scene in the movie theater.
He plays...
He plays a guy who probably doesn't realize he's gay.
Right.
Yeah. He does. Yeah. Probably. Yeah. We can say that because we're discussing off there what we'd like to say, but we didn't. Of course, we don't say
get
that.
Get off LeBron's jock. Amari Stoudemire was much better.
Pretty good, too.
I thought he was okay. But LeBron was great. John Cena was. I saw it last week. I think Terry and I see movies at the same time. I think that's what we do.
Well, you're getting old.
I just watched
Daddy.
It last week.
You get old.
You know, though, I did. I went to a movie yesterday to an actual theater for the first time, and I think the last movie I saw in a theater was the last Bond movie that came out. Not the most recent one, but the one with the Quantum
Skyfall.
Of Solace.
Oh, that
was right. Skyfall came out after that. That's right. So that's the last time I was at a theater.
Quantum of Frankie Solich.
I took Hank to his first movie yesterday. We saw The Good Dinosaur.
And?
Yeah. You know, he'll be three on the January 1st, and so I was a little nervous about it. But, he sat the whole thing, loved it. And, of course, you know, online, you had to buy the tickets, and you get there, and I don't know, I don't see anywhere online it's a 3D movie. But then she's giving us glasses, and I'm like, oh, man. I'm like, this is not going to go well. Little guy sat there the whole time with his glasses on. Not a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
God bless him.
Nachos, popcorn, M&Ms.
Little Maddie.
Damn.
He's a little.
That's like $100.
He really
bucks.
Is a little Maddie.
You're talking a 3D movie, tickets for two, nachos, popcorn.
Tickets were $10, man. You go at 11:30 on a Sunday morning.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. See, I wanted to get to a movie
but
this weekend.
I tell you, those damn Pixar movies, though, the ones that are for kids... If you're the humor is not kids level, and then like there's like always these terrible scenes. Like I've probably cried three or four times. There's like
Pixar is absolute the most manipulative.
Dinosaur dad dies and he gets separated from his family, and then he meets this little.
Oh, don't spoil it.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Spoiler alert!
And then Titanic, the boat sinks at the end, and
what
then
happens?
Jack dies, little bastard.
No, how about Jill?
Pixar exists to make you miserable.
Yeah,
I saw that story.
Terrible feeling
makes you
about
miserable.
Them doing
they
that.
Know
yeah.
what, they know what they're doing too.
Yep,
they're pushing your buttons. Yep. And don't see up. Up will make you want to kill yourself.
That's what Zawoski said earlier.
Up will make you want to.
He said within like the first 5 minutes, he was like in tears.
Yep, you will want to kill yourself. It, and you know, even getting back to Toy Story,
you
and
should
all
see
that,
that
stuff,
movie then, Dan.
Highly recommended.
Yes. And what was the other one? This most recent one about the watching a 11-year-old girl slip into depression, which is really all that movie is. Inside
which
Out.
One? Oh, I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's Misery.
Yeah, I read a story about.
Was that one of the characters?
Yeah.
No, the movie, you can't believe it. It's just they put you through this emotional
somewhere about Pixar's manipulative way of making you cry and feeling bad about you and your life.
Even in Inside Out, there's like a childhood imaginary friend that it has to commit suicide in the middle.
Oh, wow.
Imaginary friend does it?
Yeah, imaginary friend.
Oh, okay. Did your daughter like it? Did she like
the
movie?
She hasn't seen it yet.
How did you see it?
Because we took Jason when Zoe was away.
Did he like it?
He thought it was okay.
I've been pretty consistent. Every imaginary friend I've ever had has killed himself.
or you've killed them, right?
Pretty consistent,
While you were still enjoying their company.
I'm at least 5 for 5 right now.
Little Terry, what happened to Billy? Oh, Billy killed himself.
Billy killed himself.
Billy drank hemlock.
One shot himself. One stabbed himself
one
in the ear.
Monkeys.
I mean, I had one jump in front of a train.
And show up and always hanging from a rafter.
And one of them jump in front of the group train. I mean, I just had all... I've just had all sorts of imaginary friends dead. And my
stampeded by members
hands.
Of train.
Blood on my hands.
Drops of Jupiter on your face.
I love drops
so
of
you
Jupiter.
So you let Joe Drudge borrow one of your imaginary friends. And you got,
he
got run over by train.
I'll have to get another one. The first 5 are dead.
Not to mention your Shetland ponies were all
They're all dead too. Hit by a car. Same damn guy. So a pony ran him over. This is why my childhood was so miserable. This is why I'm like that. I'm this way as an adult.
Because your imaginary friends killed themselves?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
That's a start, isn't it?
You're a bad friend.
I know. You get to know little Nicky, and the next thing you know, dead. What happened to him? Shot himself. He was 5.
Hunger strike.
He was 5.
Like Bobby Sands.
Yeah, but he was a good shot.
Good grief.
Sorry, I can't. So I don't need that Pixar. I understand. I read the story about it. I'm not going there. It's like reliving my life. It's so sad and lonely.
Wait till Pixar gets their hands on the NFL concussion thing.
Now that, if you want to do a bit, if somebody wants to do a Pixar version of the Dr. Bennett Omalu story, that would be brilliant. That's a great idea, Tanny.
Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Then you have a little montage of the players, you know, peeing in the oven and brushing their teeth with super glue.
I'll only have that. I want the next movie I do, and I do movies all the time. Yeah. I would love, whatever movie it is, and there's room for that, all of that, but at some point in the movie, John Fox is doing the weather.
He can read the credits.
Yeah, just like in bed. Somewhere he's like, doing... Yeah, no,
instead of actually rolling the credits, he doesn't like the injury report.
Yeah, I want him in it.
He's just like, Gaffer, Dave Schultz, best boy, assistant. Oh, they're all assistants.
Best boy we know, worst boy, of course, Adolf Hitler. That's what I want. He's involved in my movie.
Key grip, they're all important. Everybody contributed. Special thanks. I don't know. He's got a need.
Leave him laughing. Right?
We're Boris and Bernstein, and Dan Weeder talks Bears with us at 5. You have the score.
Wednesday, starting at 1, a Score Holiday Classic return. It's the 14th annual Boris and Bernstein Quote of the Year show.
Well, you know, I tried.
One of the most popular shows on the Score.
It's not my show, but I'm on that show.
We play the quotes, you vote at borisandbernstein.com.
Corn fell from the sky and hit him on the head.
Don't miss the 2015 Quote of the Year show. Your chance to vote in the most memorable quotes of 2015 with Boris and Bernstein.
You got it.
Exclusively on 670 The Score.
It's really horrible.
Chicago's sports station.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. All year long we've heard Michigan is back. Michigan is back. This just in, breaking news, Michigan is not back. The Wolverines can win 10 games every single year for the next 100 years, but if they can't knock off their so-called little brother and that team down south, then they won't ever officially be back. they didn't just lose to their rivals, they lost in the worst way imaginable. Sparty ripped their heart out with no time left on the clock, and the Buckeyes herb stomped them on Saturday. And both teams did so in their building. The big house is less of a house and more of a condo. So praise the pleats as much as you want. Build your statue for Jim Harbaugh if you so please. But just know, just because Michigan has the CAC, it does not automatically mean that they are back. I'm Jim Rome.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or twiningsusa.com.
Hey guys, why are you chewing tobacco? It makes your teeth and breath gross. You have ladies in your life who really care about you, and everyone knows about the horrible effects dipping tobacco can have on your health. Look, you know you love to chew, but tobacco? Ew. What you need to do is try Jake's Mint Chew. It's just like real chew, but your breath is minty fresh. Because Jake's is USDA certified organic mint, not tobacco. No nicotine. And that means no harmful side effects. If you're going to chew, chew something we'll all enjoy. Jake's Mint Chew. Jake'sMintChew.com. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Time out, Chicago. It's game time. The Buffalo Wild Wings daily reminder for tonight's game. Tonight, Chicago takes the court against San Antonio at 7. This year, avoid the holiday hassle and give a sports fan something they really want. A B-Dubs gift card. Easy to pick up in-store or online. And even easier to please your loved ones. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and 3 guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Hallis Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one. There's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-2 237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next. Which I did.
Oh, AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that GEICO could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to GEICO.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder GEICO has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Right now at the Home Depot, save up to $100 on your total carpet project, including new LifeProof carpet, with stain-resistant technology built in to help keep tough stains out. Let's take on chocolate, wine, even bleach. Let's do this. Save up to $100 on your total project, including carpet, pad, and installation. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. Minimum purchase amount of $1,000 to qualify, valid through January 27th with purchase of carpet and pad. Single-family residents only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
You've got Boys and Brizzy, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, talking to you at 312-644-6767. Talking about a lot of things today, and mostly about the Bears, who are now relevant in that wacky thing you call the NFL, even though a lot of teams, including the Bears, I think that most people wrote off. They're not the only ones who are back.
Yeah, don't confuse a declaration of Bears relevance.
That's all farther I'm going. That's
with,
it.
With saying that it means they're good.
No.
I don't know if they're good at all. I don't think you have to be good.
I think it's sort of proven you don't have to be. Isn't it? Doesn't this season sort of...
Yeah.
I mean... they're not the only ones that have come back from teams that, by the numbers, when you read those numbers and you look at their 0-3 or 2-4, whatever it is, and you look at their chance of making the playoffs.
The Chiefs have won 5 in a row.
Chiefs are right back in it, dude. And they are probably in it. That's probably closer to the truth than what we saw when they were losing.
But you watched that. You saw that.
I know.
We're making fun of your guy, Andy. It's
Andy. I know. Tell you one thing, that old fat face, he doesn't really, you know, unless it's near the end, but he's pretty much like Fox in that he gets about everything out of his teams. I don't know what he does, what he says, but he's another one that you hire, and you know he's going to get every last drop out of those guys. They're not going to quit on him. They're not going to look at him funny. They're going to give him whatever he's got.
Right, and he's also super conservative when it comes to the way, I mean, I guess there's a, do you think that there is a, that's coincidental? That these guys who do seem to be really good Monday through Saturday coaches also happen to be philosophically conservative?
No, I don't think that's a guy. I don't think so.
Okay, then what causes that then? That's the next question. Why is it that coaches who do approach games that way, if you do think that there's a causal relationship, what is it about approaching a game that way that engenders
just that general trust? Feeling of that conservative thing? I think that's more than just an act.
So, but what I'm asking is, do you think that it sends the message to players that they'll always coach that you have a chance?
Yes.
That they'll always default to believing that you're in it.
Yes.
Okay.
Look, because you got a guy here that is loaded with experience, but we know he turned around teams to the Super Bowl. And we're going, well, how the hell did that happen? Well, you know how it happened in Denver. He had one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. He was still at the height of his powers or close to it. So we know how it happened. But when you watch him here, you're 0-3. That's when your team starts drifting on you. When you've got nothing. You had a difficult training camp by Bears standards. You worked them pretty hard. You had guys hurt all over the place, guys you need, who weren't available to you on Sundays. And yet, he managed to hold this thing together. And that's a veteran coach who is, you know, conservative about what he does and his approach to stuff.
I would say Jeff Fisher's one of those guys, too, but it doesn't seem to be working as well with him. That's because he doesn't have a quarterback. I mean, when you're starting Nick Foles, I mean, that's just...
Well, he had to. The other guy's still loopy, and he's no good either.
I retweeted this in my Twitter timeline. I had consecutive tweets that completely confused me. I woke up early on Thursday morning, and you know how it is. You know, you wake up, you're a little foggy, and you're looking at your phone, and you're not quite sure what you're seeing. And sometimes you're scrolling through, and it's not like these.
My phone is in the basement, so I don't know. I don't have it.
But these were the consecutive tweets, and I did a legitimate double take at my phone. It was one from Pro Football Talk with a headline, a picture, and a headline. It says Case Keenum limited in return to practice. The next one was an Associated Press tweet that said Casey Kasem's widow sued for wrongful death by three of Radio Star's children. So I'm transposing Case Keenum and Casey Kasem because very often...
And they're suing for his death as well.
That's what I mean.
He's not dead, but they're suing for it.
Because in my timeline, because, you know, if you follow a lot of sports folks, you get stuff that repeats. You get two people you follow, you know, whether it's Pro Football Talk or Adam Schefter or whether it's, you know, John Heyman or Ken Rosenthal. As something breaks, you'll get things...
Somebody who's busy.
With several people tweeting the same things about news. But this, to go from Case Keenum to Casey Kasem... And like, oh, he's hurt. Wait, he's dead? What? Wrongful death? He's a radio star? Okay. Oh, all right. Because, you know, you're blurry when you wake up, and it was just bizarre.
I just think that when you're talking about guys like John Fox or Andy Reid, and I'm sure there are other guys around the NFL, if I sat down and thought about it, they've been on the job a long time. I think there's a conservative thing to their nature. I think that's the way you have to deal. I don't think you want to be a big blowhole.
Maybe there's some steadiness. Maybe it's a way they can just be even keel, even-handed throughout the week. That manifests itself on game day as well.
And not willing to take the chance that gets them beat. That doesn't quite want, after all that goes into it, and understanding that he has their full attention, not wanting to get them beat, not wanting to take that chance. And, you know, he did it this year and got him beat. You stewed the field goal and got a beat.
Scoreboard update.
It's 4:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro.
Keeping focus on being the same guy. You know, not looking at the scoreboard, whether it's the course of the game, not looking at whether you won last week or lost last week. Just preparing, and you know, we have a slogan in there: you fail to prepare, you prepare to fail.
That was Bears head coach John Fox this afternoon at Hallis Hall, talking about how he's teaching his team to handle their sudden winning. Bears return to practice today ahead of Sunday's matchup with San Francisco at home. Meanwhile, NFL Network's Ian Rappaport says New England tight end Rob Gronkowski has only a minor knee strain. At most, he'll miss a week. Baltimore and Cleveland play tonight on Monday Night Football. You can hear that one right here beginning at 6:45. To the hard court, where the Bulls return to the United Center tonight to take on the Spurs. Bulls won't have the services of Aaron Brooks, Kirk Heinrich, or Mike Dunleavy tonight. They've all been ruled out of tonight's game. Bulls and San Antonio tip tonight at 7. Blackhawks host the Wild tomorrow night. Patrick Kane now has points in 19 consecutive games. That's a new NHL record for the longest point streak by a U.S.-born player. In hot stove action this afternoon, Fox Sports' Ken Rosenthal says the Cubs may not have the payroll available to add either Zach Greinke or David Price to the roster this offseason. Cubs have shown an interest in pitcher Johnny Cueto as well, according to John Heyman. Red Sox and outfielder Chris Young are in an agreement on a multi-year contract pending a physical. Did you know your car talks to you? Are you listening? All those beeps, vibrations, and lit-up icons are your car's way of communicating to help you be a safer driver. Learn more at mycardoeswhat.org. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting next season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Now, I want to hear that John Fox quote again, because there's something weird in there. That actuality that Julie just played.
Yeah.
John Fox just said he doesn't look at the scoreboard during the game.
Right.
does he mean the scoreboard around the league? Or does he mean the actual score of the game in which his team is playing?
I got focus on being the same guy. You know, not looking at the scoreboard, whether it's the course of the game, not looking at whether you won last week or lost.
Okay,
last week.
John, yeah. Look at the scoreboard during the game so you know what the score is.
No, he likes to be surprised.
Wait, we're winning?
At the end of the game.
He's blindfolded on the sidelines. Right.
How we do? He probably means watching other games.
Yeah, but see, I think...
maybe he doesn't. Maybe he means he doesn't watch the scoreboard.
As much as that,
they're all numbers.
No, I think... I took that he was talking about his own. Because he's talking about, you know, whether you won last week or not. It doesn't... I mean, I think he's just trying to...
Yeah, I think
simplify it into, like, this one series is all that matters. This next play is all that matters.
Yeah, like, he has a plan, and he's not going to deviate from
that's
that.
That's what I think, too. Yes, and I think it works. I think that's the style that hits home.
You have to know the score of the game.
Dan, I think he knows... These are the situations where you're the smart guy that gets really dumb, and it's so annoying.
Hey, he said it.
Because you know he knows the score of the game. But I think there's a bigger picture to this whole thing that he's trying to maintain. Like Tanny said, it's just there's a plan, there's a focus, don't want to deviate from it no matter what happened last week. Or
like last year with Dr. Death, they were down one score. Like, oh my God.
Game's over.
No more running the ball. Forget it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I think, too. I think that just being that
fourth
guy.
Fourth and 30 pass, you know.
My guess would be that Andy Reid's the same kind of guy. I think there's a certain...
Andy Reid's looking for the concession stand.
Yes. Well, he's just hiding
behind
a giant
pile of nachos. That's why
they tell
him he can't look up the scoreboard, because he goes look at the scoreboard and he sees concessions.
You know where he is.
I'll be right back.
He's being followed by the nacho guy.
The score is...
That's nacho guy.
Nacho guy.
What's the score, Andy? Churros. The score is churros.
But I think that's what you... if I want a guy running my team, and even though he's a little weird, I think that's the guy I want doing it.
Even though you were mad at him and done with him.
Yeah, see,
just because of the way he deals with us, not because of the way he deals with his team.
This is one of Dan's superhero characters that he is. He's literal Dan.
Well, I find it...
He doesn't look at the scoreboard! What's wrong with this guy? Oh, man! This guy's an idiot!
I understand
Look at the scoreboard, you jerk!
Scoreboard watching. I get it. I understand
literal Dan!
He said, whether it's during a game. Well, look at the scoreboard during a game. It's nice to know.
It's going to be our second kids book that Tanny and I put together. We have a whole new character.
What's the first one?
Affable Dan. Affable Dan.
That won't be a very long
that's
book.
Not
a,
that, nor is it an interesting book.
That's thin book.
No, that's really thin. That's a matchbook.
It'll be Affable Dan, then we'll do Literal Dan.
That's a bigger book.
You don't want kids reading any of this stuff. No, this is bad for children. I don't think it should be a children's book.
I think it's a children's book for adults.
or for troubled teens.
For Terry. Yeah.
Well, I have trouble with my imaginary friends.
Children with
dead
imaginary friends who kill themselves.
Yep.
Get stampeded by train.
Stampeded by train, bastards.
Terry, what happened to Mr. Winky?
He shot himself. Let's not go there.
What?
Leave Terry's Mr. Winky alone.
Well, I'm trying to think of what he would name
it. How do you know there's something wrong with it? That you'd have to ask what happened to it.
Well, because they knew. They knew his
mm-hmm. I have the same problem as John Cena.
Oh, that movie theater scene is the absolute best.
It is, isn't it? That's
what, the I lick him scene?
Yeah.
You know what I do to Blake? Yeah, I lick him.
All right.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. He's got a body, though, doesn't he? Is that real?
No.
Okay. What do you mean, is it real?
I mean, like, is it
the CGI?
I mean, he looks like an action figure. He looks like a toy.
That's what he looks like. Remember?
Yeah, okay. I really felt
we
bad
spent time together.
During that scene.
Yeah. Really exactly what he looks like.
I really felt bad watching that scene.
For who? For him or for her?
For me. I was like, ugh, God, I'm really not attractive.
You know, when I sat down with
him
a couple years ago, I looked just like him. I had that same body hidden, though, because I've worked on things, but I keep it hidden.
Terry, you ever looked like that?
I have the world's second most muscular buttocks.
Have you seen? And the runner-up, buttocks miscongeniality once again, Mr. Illinois. Did you
that's
see
my bodyguard.
There's the nude photo shoot by Amy Schumer and Serena Williams?
No.
Together, or they took photos of nude people?
No, it's the two of them.
Just the two of them.
What are they doing? Shoot.
Like,
what are
posing.
They, like...
They're from Posen? They're not from there. That's Dave Miska's mayor of Poza, now that I think about
it. He commissioned it.
Yeah, their second photo shoot's going to be done in the back of the yards. No, I haven't seen it. Have you seen it?
No.
It's the Pirelli calendar. And instead of using nude Brazilian supermodels, they're using... They're using Amy Schumer and Serena Williams.
Huh. All right.
God, I mean, have you seen this picture of Serena?
Are they selling these for money?
Serena looks like John Cena, right?
That's she's got that choice.
Yeah, she's got that body. Like, yeah, that's muscular buttocks right there.
Yes, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that's what I look like, too.
Yeah, it's Annie Leibovitz. And
she's always taking pictures of nude people.
Yeah, but it's the Pirelli calendar, and usually they have like the hottest of the hottest supermodels, and this year they're doing, but
Serena is like she's like the female John Cena. She is really put together, right? Am I right about this?
Well, I've showed you the picture.
I think I'm right.
Matt? What?
You see this?
I wish we were on the video stream. That's all.
Why?
This guy's face over here.
Well, this guy's pulling up NSFW photos here.
Of who?
No, it's show research.
of who?
What you're just talking about.
Of the who.
And members of the who. Here's John Entwistle under a drive. Yeah, it's a naked Amy Schumer holding a cup of coffee. And they're taking pictures of her. It's the new Pirelli calendar.
I don't think so. I'm going to pass on. I'll pass on both of them. Thanks, though.
That's nice right there. If you just cover up that part here.
What part are you covering?
Like if it's a shot of the knee down, that's a really good-looking photo.
I've never heard that of the knee down.
Lower leg. The knee was down, we believe.
Wait a minute. I mean, if they were doing like a lower leg nude calendar, she'd be hot.
Mike Pereira, do you have the call on that one?
No. We know the rule, we think, but the lower leg was shown.
By rule, Brazilian's always a better choice.
Always go with the Brazilian supermodel over Amy Schumer and Serena Williams. Mike, Serena is one powerful person.
Yeah, so I say, yeah. That's because John Cena, you know, that's not, you know, probably some things he's put into there that have helped him do that.
But it's not like implants or anything.
No. He's just, I don't think so. No, he's.
Because there's got to be obviously some work involved there and some chemicals involved there to look like that.
Because that's just like perfect.
Right.
I mean, it's really. Or
not necessarily. I mean, if you spend your whole life just doing that, you can.
I wouldn't look like that if you can
work out, you know, 6 hours a day and eat 10,000 calories a day, you can look like
that.
But
how do you get your ass to look like that?
You got to eat 821 pounds of cod a year, like The Rock.
Of cod?
Yeah.
Oh, you ever seen that guy's meals? Like, his meals are insane.
He's 821 pounds of cod?
A year, not a day.
Well, doesn't he know that the cod are terribly overfished? And that's why the average size of them is...
You immediately become unlikable.
But he shouldn't. He's single-handedly ruining...
It's overfished.
It is. He should throw in some whiting or some haddock or hake.
Yeah, it's overfished.
Or ling. No, it is. Actually, the Grand Banks have got over completely...
It's our third
overfished
book now, Environmental Dan.
If it's the Grand Banks, Regina Rice is probably running it.
Mr. Rock, it's Dan Bernstein. It's overfished.
It is.
Well, that's what he's got. He's always overfished.
If somebody slipped in some haddock there, not tonight, honey, I'll have a haddock, that he wouldn't know a difference.
Why, he's saying he's stupid?
I think you are. I'd like you to say that to him.
Insulting The Rock.
Yeah,
Wanda's right
around the Super Bowl. You just go and tell him.
If he's one of the greatest guest interviews we've had on this show ever.
He was really good.
He was great.
One of the best ever.
We'll have him again if he's there at the Super Bowl, and I will prepare him a nice plate of whiting.
And see if he can tell the difference. I want you to tell me he's a dumbass.
He didn't say he's a dumbass. Yeah, he did. He basically said he's a dumbass.
Yeah, you just tell him he's a dumbass for eating too much cod.
Just most people can't tell the difference between many of those fish, and that's why they're easily substituted
for.
You know,
speaking of wrestlers like we have been lately here, this has been really interesting. One of my sons, I don't know which one it was, grabbed the remote, my Xfinity voice remote, somehow ordered the last WrestleMania that came out.
Wait, you don't know which one of your sons is which?
I don't know.
But how do you do that accidentally by voice?
I just push the buttons and Hank talks into it and stuff. And yeah, so I was going through, they were going to watch a Thomas movie today, and I have a handful that I purchased. And so you go to the purchased section there with my X1 voice remote.
Clarence Thompson.
On the on-demand. And there it was. The latest WWE WrestleMania thing was purchased on my system. Yeah.
And it
was
never got to watch it.
Yeah, but it was one of them. I got to find out who it was because they owe me like $70.
Oh, you had to pay for it?
It's a
Those things are expensive. Dude.
No, Dan,
yeah.
when you order pay-per-view, it's free.
I didn't know what it costs money, or if they just punch something. Yes,
coming out of your first paycheck, boys, in 15 years.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Dan Bernstein. I ordered pay-per-view and I was charged. What the hell's going on with this?
Just tell him he's not going to get like dental work or something, or he'll just have to miss a doctor's appointment.
Why?
It's still $70.
When you call, tell him about the cod too.
Yeah, tell him he's eating too much cod.
That's overfished.
It is. It's like swordfish is. And there was a big problem with the fish and chips purveyors in England because they were using so much cod, they were asked to switch.
Members of the fish and chip purveyors.
I'm just not going to bother talking.
Do you avoid tuna as well because they kill dolphins?
Yeah.
Are you that guy too?
I don't usually buy fresh tuna. As far as the
I like tuna.
Oh, of course. I mean, why would you buy fresh meat?
I like tuna.
I don't buy expired tuna.
Mongo like tuna.
Well, most of the cans are all dolphin safe now, right?
They're all dolphin safe. The dumb katsu can't have any.
Oh, they're all overfished. Most of the tuna is actually albacore anyway, and it's like anything you buy. Oh,
remember that we had a really good intern. Albacore?
Albacore.
He was great. Really, really good. Got right to the heart of the matter.
I think there's a chance that when we get to Frisco in a couple months that we just leave his ass there, Maddie.
Oh, dead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, dead's fine.
Ditch.
I think that's one of the choices.
Who votes for killing Dan in San Francisco?
Well, that's
yes.
Gonna be I do. Famous.
Yes.
Danny?
I didn't get a harump out of that guy.
If we get the credit card first, we got to make sure you handle the logistics.
At the end of the trip.
Let's not just go out and kill him. That'd be absurd.
At the end of the trip. Yeah, definitely. After that $600 chef's meal we're going to have for the steakhouse.
That's on him, all of it. Because he's the only one. I don't know how to file expenses, so I can't pay for anything.
$150 a person for a 12.
It's going to be up to you.
With wine.
Did your kid ever order porn by accident?
No, just WrestleMania events, okay, apparently.
Just in case.
Just be wary.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I should plant that now at home with the family.
I say, yeah, look,
Henry's been ordering things just willy-nilly.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And do it as John Fox.
Yeah, I saw the cable bill. What's all these porno movies? Henry, damn it, Henry! Get over here.
What's Reality Kings? Nothing.
I don't know. What is it?
Isn't that the porn thing?
I don't know.
But you have like the ones you have to scroll through quickly when the kids are in the room because you're in like the.
What? I don't know. What? Well,
apparently you do.
Apparently you do. Don't mix us up with you.
On DirecTV, there's a bunch of porn stuff together on the guide.
Oh, so I don't have DirecTV.
If you're flipping through the guide, there's like all these, and you'll see like these titles. You're like, holy crap! And you're trying to get through.
It's called
quickly.
Holy crap.
Well, no, there's just stuff in there that you're like, what is this? And then you want to make sure that you're flipping through quickly before the kid asks a question.
I'm a very happy and satisfied Xfinity customer, Dan, with X1. So no idea what you're talking about.
We're the Boars and Bernstein
stuff
show.
And such.
In case you couldn't tell. You have the score.
See, that's
the greatest team of Bears experts ever assembled. And only on the score. Featuring Olin Krutz, James Big Cat Williams, Tom Thayer, Patrick Manley, Paul Barkish, Dave Wanstead, Matt Bowen, Brad Biggs, Mike Florio, Dan Pompey, Zach Zaidman, Jeff Joniak, and more. Every breaking Bears story, every practice, every game, and all Bears news in between. Let our team lead the way. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Yeah. Cheers.
Oh, wow, that is good, really though. Tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here. Boston Beer Company, Boston Bands. Sip responsibly.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. Neumail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, Neumail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. Neumail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit Neumail.com. That's Numale.com.
Bears fans, now through November 1st, Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears, is giving you the chance to win a one-of-a-kind Bears fan experience. One lucky fan and three guests will win VIP treatment, including lunch at Halas Hall, a private tour of Soldier Field, VIP tickets to the Bears 49ers game on December 6th, on-field access, a pregame VIP tunnel experience, $400 in Bears bucks, and much more. For complete rules and to enter, log on to chicagobears.com/Dr. Pepper. Presented by Dr. Pepper. Always one of a kind.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not? Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does the thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline. 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by audio. Reward card requires online registration.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Deck the halls and break out the platters, because Sam's Club has what you need to wow your guests, like jumbo frozen fully cooked shrimp, just $7.24 a pound. Try a delightful fruit and cheese party tray for just $3.98 a pound. Add a little crunch with some all-natural walnuts, $5.99 per pound. Stop in and get big savings for your next get-together. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
Money.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
We'll get back to some serious football conversation, because that's what we do on Boards and Bernstein. This is how we make a living. We do serious football conversation. Dan Weider from the Tribune will join us at the top of the hour. Just wrote a few thing, bear things by Dan as we get ready for yet your buddy's coming to town. Jim Tumsul is coming to town.
I can't wait till the press conference. They're going to say, hey! And then Jim is going to say things. We got to enjoy it while we can. The coaching carousel is going to spin, and my bet is that somebody else is coaching the San Francisco 49ers next year. Did you see that they...
Yes. Believe that to be true.
You see, somebody hired a plane dragging a message in San Francisco?
No.
Yeah, some disgruntled fans paid a couple $1,000 to have a message say that it's like Jed York and the Niners need a... mutual parting of the ways, whatever the phrase was for their dismissal of Harbaugh, and some fans already want Jed York out as owner. Not happening.
You know, I mean, I realize he's a difficult guy to get along with, and I understand that he is for the most part, it would seem, but you can't do what they did to him. That's just dumb. That's just business dumb and all around dumb. And a team that had been in three of four NFC championship games in 4 years, they'd been in three NFC championship games and one Super Bowl. You treat them like that?
And thanks to all the amateur ichthyologists out there who've sent me articles,
yes,
and studies that cod in the North Sea, due to some very strict rules that were put in place, stringent regulations imposed on the industry in 2006, that it has shown a steady recovery approaching the level of maximum sustainable yield. Heavily overfished in the 1980s and 1990s, but the regulations that went in 2006 apparently have worked.
So do you feel bad now calling The Rock a dumbass?
I'm waiting to see The Rock. Right. I'm hoping The Rock has a movie out, but I'm waiting for The Rock to walk by and say, hey, Rock, can I introduce you to my friend who thinks you're a dumbass?
Right.
I really want this to happen.
Take
I don't
that
know if
back
he'll be
now
there.
Or no? Are you still going to stand by that?
I'll take it under advisement.
Doing the weather again.
Yeah, Rudy says that he said this. The issue also scrolling through the guide. He said, with the overexposed advertising, my unborn child accidentally ordered Reality Kings twice. He said the odd thing is that Paul Charchian is in every scene. And on the Amy Schumer, Serena Williams shoot, he said, Jason Goff once famously answered this question, how many naked women do you need to see with all of them? Scanning these photos, Jason may finally have been proven wrong. Well, no, they're not. I don't. Either one is unattractive. They're just unconventional.
Yeah, they're both unconventional to me. I guess the I'm not interested sign would be out for both.
I think it's more the point of it.
That's why they would. Yeah, I'm not.
The statement that's made by doing it, and mm-hmm. and I don't have an issue with it.
No.
Look at it if you want to look at
Serena's
it.
Because Serena's about 6'3 or something, isn't she?
I don't think she's that tall. No. Venus is a 6'2, and she's shorter than Venus. I thought she was more like 5'11.
I think it was 6'2.
No, I don't think so. I do not think Serena Williams is that tall. It was. Because Venus is 2 inches taller, right?
Venus is taller, yes.
5'9". Serena's 5'9".
Well, she doesn't look 5'9".
She does. Standing next to some of those giants? Yeah. She's 5'9".
Which giants? Eli Manning?
Yeah, she looks about a foot shorter than Paul Tagliabue.
We're going to talk to Dan Weiderer of the Tribune
right.
Next on The Score.
When Bears news breaks, count on us to deliver. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears.
Hey, check out these sweet reindeer socks. Only 99 cents.
Oh, yeah? Got this Samsung Tab 4 8.0 from AT&T for free.
Free?
Had a hard time finding a stocking it would fit in, though.
Whoa, no need to rub it in.
Rubbing it in would be telling you I got the tablet for free when I bought a new Samsung Galaxy smartphone on AT&T Next. Which I did.
Oh. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
Free tablet requires 2-year agreement. Must activate eligible service on both Galaxy devices. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Available at select locations. See store for details.
Some higher quality bottles. This is the way to do it because you're going to be getting sensational wine for 40 to 80% less than what you'd originally pay because of the business model. Because these are great wines from great vineyards that come to you when they have a bottling overrun. The deal is Cameron takes the wine off their hands. He puts his name on the bottle. He puts a number on the bottle. And this Cyber Monday deal is absolutely insane. So stock up for the holiday parties. It's 30% off and free shipping on a case and free gift bags. This is the deal of the year. It ends at midnight. The wine will not last. Already 40 to 80% less than you'd ordinarily pay. Plus, it's an additional 30% off and free shipping. The Lot 600, I tried this when they just had the tasting several weeks ago. This is a spectacular Cabernet. This comes from Oakville, near the confluence of the Oakville Crossroad and Money Road. And as you know, the average price of a Napa cab that scores over 90 points in Wine Spectator is $155 a bottle. Think about that, $155. There are wines that he's got, that Cameron Hughes has, that are 90-point-plus cabs that are going for under $30 with this sale. So get on this. Go to chwine.com. The only way to get this deal is to go to chwine.com. Click the microphone in the upper left corner. Enter my name, my code, Dan, D-A-N. Just those three.